Good afternoon. It's great to be with you and to bring the Lord's message to you today.
下午好，很高兴又见到大家，向你们分享神的信息。
Our hearts and prayers continue to go out to you as a congregation at FCCC.
我们教会经常念叨你们，想着你们，为你们祷告。
Right now at Hope Church, we are doing a sermon series on doing church God's way.
在他们的教会有一个专题，就是讲怎么样在教会里面用神的方式来侍奉。
I find that there's many times we may look at how the church should be from our point of view, but oftentimes we don't consider what should church be like from God's point of view, and how should we act.
因为很多时候我们在教会里面行事都是按照自己的意愿，而不是去想想神让我们想要我们怎么做。One
of the most different perspectives that we bring is when it comes to the area of how to disagree about things in the church.
我们遇到的一个挑战就是当我们有了不同意见的时候该怎么处理呢？
I'm sure in your church, you never have any disagreements about anything. But in my church, we have lots of disagreements about things. So I brought this message to them last week, and I feel God calling me to bring it to you. So the deacons did not ask me to preach on this topic, so they're not trying to address any specific person here today. I find that there's a verse in the Bible that says, where two or more Christians are gathered together, God will be in their midst.
因为圣经里面曾说，只要两三个基督徒聚在一起。
It's just as true that where two or more Christians are gathered together, you will disagree on something. And it's not so much the disagreeing, but how do we learn to disagree in a way that honors God and helps grow His church in a constructive way that matters?
关键是我们怎么样能在神的指导下，按照神的旨意行事。So
I'd like to look at you with you at some of those ways from God's Word this afternoon that instruct us on how He would have us handle our disagreements.
所以今天下午就想跟大家分享一下，在圣经里面是怎么谈这个问题。And
if I could just pray for Him to use the sermon and open up His Word to us, I'd like to do that.
咱们先一起祷告。
Lord God, help us to have ears to listen today to your word, and we pray that you would show us truth from it for our lives and for our church here today.
主啊，求你让我们每个人都好好的听听你告诉我们，让我们怎么行。
Amen. So I'd like to look with you first at the passage that was just read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 to 13.
我们先看看刚才读到的《哥林多前书》第一章十三。We'll
look at a couple passages together and see what kind of principles we can find there for how God would instruct us to handle disagreements, and specifically in the church. But if you have friends, if you're married, many of these concepts go into the area of all relationships as well. So I think there's going to be something here for everyone today.
我们先看看。 这些经节里面有什么东西我们可以学的，因为在人与人相处当中，不仅仅是在教会，在你的家庭、婚姻当中，你也要学会怎么样处理不同意见。The
Apostle Paul wrote 1 and 2 Corinthians to this church in Corinth, which was a city in Greece.
使徒保罗写了这封信给哥林多的教会，哥林多是在希腊的一个城市。
They're a church very much like churches today. They had their strengths and they had their weaknesses. They had success and they had problems.
哥林多的教会和今天的教会一样，有很多问题，他们也有时候做得很好，有时候也就做得不是很好。
And in many ways, we can relate to some of the things that they struggled with.
所以我们今天还有很多可以从他们身上学到的东西。
So let's see what he says in verse 10 of chapter 1.
我们先看第十节。
I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another, so that there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought.
弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话。你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。
Can you imagine a church where there was no division? And everyone was perfectly united in everything they thought and everything they did.
你们能够想象一个教会里面没有任何的不同意见，大家都是一心一意做同样的事情。
God gives us a picture of what that could look like and why it's so important in the next verse or two.
在下面两节里面，神就让我们看到为什么这样的教会是好。
He tells us the problem in verse 11. He says, My brothers, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ.
11和12节说，因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说，你们中间有纷争。我的意思就是，你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
What was happening here was people were beginning to put their allegiance behind different church leaders and their teaching, and to kind of compete with one another and compare one leader and his teaching to another.
那时候的人把他们的信仰和教会里面的领袖挂钩，他们每一个跟着一个领袖后面。互相竞争。
And then Paul comes up with an answer to this whole dilemma where he says this in verse 13. He says, Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul?
保罗告诉他们说，基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们钉了十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？
So the truth I find in this passage is Paul is saying, when you argue and complain about the church and its people, we actually do it against Jesus.
保罗其实是说，当我们在教会里面有抱怨纷争的时候，我们其实是在反耶稣基督。
Many people would like to separate Jesus from the church and say, you know, I love Jesus, it's the church and the church people that I have problems with.
许多人都善于把耶稣和教会分离开来，他们会说，我爱主耶稣，但是我不喜欢我们的教会和教会里的人。
And the church is merely made up of people, while Jesus himself is God, so there is a difference.
教会是由人组成的，耶稣基督是神，这二者之间确实是有区别。
But in many ways, Jesus said, whatever you do to my people, you're doing it to me.
但是耶稣也曾讲过，我们对他的会众做的就是做在他身上。
Do you remember the Apostle Paul? When he first became a Christian, he was traveling on this road to a city called Damascus.
你们还记不记得保罗受洗之前，他正在去大马士革的路上？
And as Paul was traveling, God appeared to him with a blinding flash of lightning, and a voice came out of heaven as Paul was thrown to the ground, and it said, Paul, Paul, why do you persecute me?
那时候，扫罗他在路上，突然天就一下这个大雷打到他身上，把他击倒在地上，有一个声音就说，扫罗，你为什么要迫害我？
Paul was actually going to the city to persecute followers of Jesus, to take Christians and throw them in jail for their faith, because he was not a Christian at the time, and he opposed Christians.
因为那个时候保罗他是迫害基督徒。
And yet God said, when you're trying to persecute other Christians, you're really doing it to me. He said, why are you persecuting me?
神就对他讲说，你迫害基督徒就是在迫害我，为什么要迫害我？
God equated his church with himself.
因为神把他自己啊交给了他的教会。
In the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament, there's a verse that says this, whoever touches you, meaning one of God's followers, touches the apple of God's eye.
在旧约里面有一段话说，只要有人敢动你们，他们动的就是神的眼珠。
The apple of God's eye meant the prize of God's eye, that God values people that love him and follow him so much, he doesn't want to see them hurt by other people.
作为神的眼珠，这是神很宝贵的，如果他受到了伤害，神是不干的。
Jesus in the Gospel said, when you help people in need,You're actually doing it to me, and when you don't help them and you shut your heart off to them, you're doing that to me.
耶稣也曾经说过，你们帮助那些需要帮助的人，就是在帮助我。你们不帮助他们，就是不帮助我。
He also said that the world will look at us in church and that they'll know we're Christians. They'll know that God is alive and He's real, not by how much we complain and disagree with each other.But by our love for each other.
耶稣也曾经说，世人看到我们，知道我们是耶稣的门徒，不是看到我们互相抱怨纷争，而是看到我们彼此相爱。
So it's so important to remember that how we treat each other in a church or in a family, whatever a situation is, a grouping of people, we're actually treating God's chosen person, the apple of His eye, those that He values deeply, we're doing that to Him.In a sense as well.
所以当我们在和教会里的人打交道的时候，我们是和那些神极其宝贵的人，神的眼珠一样的这些人打交道，所以我们要很小心。
Let's look at another passage in 1 Corinthians 3, to turn over a couple chapters.
在哥林多前书第三章。
And this will show us some of the source of our disagreements. Where does that come from? And what does God have to say about how we should approach that?
这些经节告诉我们，我们这些纷争的来源是什么。
1 Corinthians 3:1, Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ.I gave you milk, not solid food, for you are not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men? For when one says, I follow Paul, another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere men?
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体。在基督里为婴孩的，我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争。这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
Paul is saying here several things about this whole issue of arguing in church. First, he says arguing.Is not godly, it's worldly.
第一，保罗说，这些纷争不是属灵的，是属肉体的。
The word that Jesus used to describe the church, really the first time Jesus ever mentioned the word church that we know of is in the Gospels.
在耶稣第一次谈到教会是在他的福音书里面。
And he told the Apostle Peter, he said, you know, in response to his statement that you are the Messiah, he said, on this truth, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
因为他和彼得的话当中，彼得提到你是弥赛亚，耶稣说，那我就会建立我自己的教会，让世人可以得益。
And the Greek word for church that Jesus coined was a word called ekklesia, which meant people who were called out as a group.
那时候耶稣用了一个词，那个词的意思就是被呼召的人。 一群被呼召的人。
When a village would go to vote and vote on a decision or to elect somebody in those days, they were called the ecclesia when the people would leave the town to go outside and vote on an issue. That group of people was called an ecclesia.
在那个时候，一个村子里面的人到一定的时间会被招出去，整村的人会被招出去去外地去投票表决，就这一群人就叫，就是那时候耶稣用的这个词。
So Jesus said, you are the church, you're the ecclesia, you're the people that are called out of the world, and you're supposed to act differently in the church, as a church, than you would in the world.
所以耶稣就是说，他的教会就是这么一群被招出来的一群人，耶稣希望他们能够和世上是不一样的。
How do people solve their disagreements where you work or in your family if some of them aren't Christians?
你们大家是怎么解决自己在家庭生活中遇到和别的基督徒有不同有矛盾的时候呢？
We have a variety of ways of dealing with disagreements in our world. Some people gossip about people behind each other's backs.
在世界上有很多各种各样的渠道啊，有的人就会去散播谣言。
Some people just get mad and they don't say anything because they don't want to confront anyone, but they really just boil on the inside.
有的人其实心里面很生气，但是表面上不敢表示出来，只是在心里面生闷气。
Sometimes people yell and scream and they get loud and angry.
有的时候人们会大喊大叫，发泄他们的愤怒。
Sometimes people even resort to violence and to hitting each other to solve conflicts.
还有的时候人们甚至会打起来。
In our world, sometimes people have even gone so far as to start shooting each other, to start a war, to resolve a conflict.
甚至在我们人类的世界，在这种纷争的之后，人们会有战争，互相杀戮。
And don't you think that when you come into church, that things should be different? That God has given us a different way of resolving our conflicts together as followers of Christ.
你们不觉得我们一旦被呼召进入教会里面，我们的行事为人就应该不同了？
Church is intended to be a place where God's Holy Spirit changes us and grows us, so we become more like Jesus and to behave more like Jesus.
因为在教会里面，神的圣灵在我们身上做工，让我们越来越像耶稣。
Another truth we learn from this passage, besides not being worldly, is that quarreling and complaining come from our immaturity and our own selfishness.
另外，保罗告诉我们，我们这些极度纷争的根源是因为我们都是自私自利的。
Sometimes I find adults in churches that I've been in acting like little preschool children.
有的时候我发现去教会的那些成年人做起事情来就有点像三岁小孩。
One church I was pastoring a while back had a beautiful piano given to it by a couple who was attending the church.
在他以前服侍的一个教会里面，有一对夫妇曾经送给教会一台很好的钢琴。
Later on, the woman who donated the piano to the church got very upset about some decisions that were made at the church.
但是过不了多久，那个捐献钢琴的那个妇人，她就因为不喜欢教会里面做出了一个决定。
It wasn't what she wanted to see happen there.
因为她不喜欢看到有一些事情。
And she got very angry about it, and so she said, I'm going to take my piano back.
她非常生气地说，我要把我捐的钢琴拿回去。
And when I heard of that whole situation, I thought, it sounds to me like a bunch of little children playing, and one doesn't get their way, so they say, I'm going to take my toys and go home.
就好像一群小朋友在那边玩，然后呢就吵起来了，有一个小朋友一下就把他的玩具抢走，就说我不跟你们玩了。
God says a sign of spiritual maturity that we're growing to be more like Jesus is that we begin to handle our differences and our disagreements like Jesus would have.
我们行事为人去学耶稣的榜样，有一方面就是学他怎么样处理人与人之间的不同意见。
There's a great truth from the book of Philippians that Paul calls us to give us a picture of what life would be like if we handled things in Jesus' way.
在腓立比书里面有一段提到，如果我们向耶稣基督学习，那么是怎么样处理这种？
Philippians 2:14 tells us, do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless, pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe.
腓立比书二章十四节说，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。
This doesn't just apply in the church, this applies everywhere. Can you imagine if all the Christians in the world were to stop grumbling and complaining about things?
你们想看一下，如果全世界的教会里面基督徒都停止抱怨，停止争论，会是怎么样一副情形？
If you stop grumbling and complaining about things in your home, if you stop grumbling and complaining about things at work,You stop grumbling and complaining about how things are going with the economy or in the world today.
如果大家都停止抱怨，停止在家里面的抱怨，停止在工作场所的抱怨，停止抱怨啊、我们的经济啊什么的。
Paul says that we would shine like stars in the universe. You would be so different. People would look at you and say, "What has gotten into you that you're not grumbling and complaining like everybody else does?"
如果我们能那样做的话，保罗告诉我们，那么我们就好像明光照耀，将生命的道表现出来，叫我们在耶基督的日子里。
And people would have an opportunity to see Jesus at work in our lives and in our church.
我们身边的人就会在我们身上看到耶稣基督。
Truly, there is no room for complaining in the church.
其实，在教会里面根本就没有你抱怨的余地。
Contrary to what many people have thought over the years, complaining is not a fruit of the Spirit.
抱怨不是一个属灵的果子。
It's not a special spiritual gift that God gives to some in a church.
抱怨并不是神赐给我们的一个恩赐。
For it's not a special calling from God. Oh, God has put me here to be the complainer.
也不是一个神的呼召，神没有呼召任何人做一个抱怨的人。
God calls it sin and flat out disobedience to Him.
在神眼里，抱怨就是一种罪。
And He has called us as Christians to be peacemakers, not peacebreakers.
抱怨的人是不讨神喜悦的，因为神呼召我们做和平的使者。
Just think how much more the Church of God could accomplish for God.And how it could continue to grow and mature if it didn't have to spend so much time and energy on dealing with complaints and divisions within itself.
如果教会里面不去那花这些时间精力去对付这些怨言纷争的话，那么我们可以为神做很多很好的事情。
Let me take you to a third passage from the book of Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It shows us a little bit more about how to deal with these ideas of disagreements.
我们再看看哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians 10:31.
十章三十一节。
Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble.Whether Jews, Greeks, or the Church of God, even as I try to please everybody in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是神的教会，你们都不要使他跌倒。就好像我凡事都叫众人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。
Paul is saying here that we should continually seek to glorify God in the way we act with each other as Christians.
在我们彼此的接触当中，作为一个基督徒，我们要不停的努力去荣耀神的名。
that oftentimes the root cause of our divisions, because we just want what we want, and we're self-focused rather than God-focused or focused on others and their best.
很多纷争的起源就是因为我们想事事都按照自己的意思行，而不是想着按照神的意思行。
How selfish are we? Well, some of that can be revealed in a story I heard a few years ago.
我们有人有多自私呢？给你们讲个故事。
A man was shipwrecked on a small island by himself, and he was there for several years before people finally found him and came to rescue him.
有一个人，他的船沉了，就落难到一个荒岛上，只有一个人住了很多年。
As the boat pulled up on the island with the rescuers, the person who was driving the boat said to the man, I notice you've been here a long time. You've built three different buildings here on the island.
有一天终于有人来搭救他了，搭救他的人来到他自己一个人居住的岛上，发现他竟然造了三座小的房子。
And he asked me, he said, what are these three buildings for?
就问他说，哎，这些都是什么，干什么用的？
The man said, well, the first building is my house where I live.
这个落难人说，第一座房子是我住的地方。
And the second building is the church that I attend.
第二个房子是我去的教堂。
He said, well, what's the third building?
那那人问，那第三个房子呢？
He said, oh, that's the church I used to attend.
他说，哦，第三个是我以前去的教堂。
That's how selfish we are. Even on an island by himself, he decided to leave one church and go to another because he didn't agree.
即使他一个人在一个荒岛上，他也会做出这种因为自己不喜欢，所以就离开一个教会去另外一个教会的事情。
Church has been described as being like Noah's Ark sometimes.
有的时候人们形容教会是诺亚的方舟。
That if it weren't for the storm outside, you couldn't stand the stink inside.
如果不是外面有大风大浪的话，谁愿意在里面？
I don't know what your experience of church has been like, whether it's been good or bad or mixed.
我不知道大家自己在教会里面的经历是不是好的还是坏的。
But it's much easier to love the ideal church than it is to love the real church that we're in, to really make that work in a way that honors God.
每个人都想去爱一个理想的教会，都不想去爱一个现实生活中的教会。
One of the greatest ways we can combat this selfish quarreling is with a desire to build others up, to think about all of our actions and our words being to help others grow in their faith.
要克服这种情形，我们就要努力克服自己的自私自利，而是多想着去建造别人。
I'd like to read you one more passage from the book of Ephesians chapter 4 that describes this.
我们再看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians 4:29.
四章二十九节。
It says, Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造作人的好话，叫听见的人得益处，不要叫神的圣灵担忧。你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷嚷、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
God is telling us to be a body builder, His body, not a body divider.
神告诉我们。要做他的身体的建造者，而不是去切割他的身体。
He's telling us to choose our words wisely, to be aware of how the impact of our words may affect someone else.
我们说的每一句话都要小心的去说，因为有时候你说出的话会伤到别人。
And he's also calling us to be other-centered, to consider their point of view. To ask them questions about how they feel and how things are going to impact their lives.
并且要努力倾听别人的话语，去 发现他们是怎么想的。
Let me give you a practical example of how I've seen some of this work in the church I was pastoring a while back.
再给大家讲一个例子。
We had a big crisis in our church where the senior pastor resigned and there was a lot of turmoil and confusion in the church.
那时候教会遇到了一个危机，因为一个年长的牧师却辞去了工作，因为教会里面有很多的这些纷争啊，这些事情。
People were confused, some people were hurt, some people were angry.
大家觉得就很糊，就是觉得很不高兴。
In the midst of that, we began to have a problem with our choir.
同时，我们的合唱队也出了问题。
Many of the people on the choir would get together and they would email to each other as well and kind of complain about things going on, complain about people in the church to each other.
诗班的那些人也经常发一些 email， 彼此交换这种抱怨，抱怨教会里的一些事情。
Our choir director tried to address this with the choir and encourage people that, you know, those weren't helpful ways of communicating and dealing with some of their problems and concerns.
诗班的领导就尝试想告诉大家说这种抱怨是不对不好的。
But she couldn't really get through to them and people kept continuing this behavior.
但是呢大家也就是还是照着这么还是这样做。
Finally, she said, "That's it. We're canceling the whole choir."
然后诗班的这个领导就说，行了，这个诗班也不要办了，大家都解散了。
She felt like their behavior wasn't honoring God, and it was they shouldn't keep having a choir if that's how they're going to behave.
因为这个诗班的领导人就觉得诗班的人的这些行为都不符合神的旨意。
Rather than solving the whole problem. Now it just gave them somebody new to talk about and complain about, the choir director.
所以呢，他解散了诗班以后，并没有解决任何的问题，只是又给了他们另外一个抱怨的新话题，就是诗班怎么会被解散了这个话题。
I began to hear stories about all this from different people in the church.
David 牧师他就逐渐听到一些这些风言风语。
I was one of the pastors of the church, and I decided to take one of our elders and go contact each person from the choir and hear their story individually and talk to them individually.
所以他就决定带一个长老去逐个拜访诗班的成员，倾听他们的知道他们是怎么想的。
This took us a long time, and some of those conversations were difficult, but it was so worth it to see what came out of it.
他们花了很长时间。也不是所有的拜访都很顺利，但是呢，结果是好的。
Once we went to people's homes or had them into the church and we sat down and just said, "We want to hear how you feel. Tell us what's on your mind." They began to share from their heart some of their frustrations and their struggles.
他们到了那些人家里面坐下来说，我们就想知道你到底是觉得教会里面有什么问题，我们很想听听你的意见。那个人就一下子就可以。
Many of them said, "We just feel so good that somebody cares about what we think and that you're willing to listen to us."
他们的普遍的反应就是，他们觉得有人愿意来到他们家里面倾听他们的感想，他们觉得这个是很重要的。
There were also a lot of misunderstandings, and people were assuming things that hadn't really happened.
并且牧师也发现这其中有很多很多的误会误解。
So while people were sharing some of their frustrations, we had an opportunity to give them the right information and speak the truth to them about what some of those situations really were, and that helped to calm a lot of them down and give them a better feeling about the whole thing.
因为当那些人这样能够诚实地讲出他们的想法的时候，牧师他也有机会能够澄清一些事实。
In the end, what most people wanted from the choir, they didn't get from us.
最后呢，那些人想从诗班得到的东西，他没有得到。
We stuck with the leaders and the original decision that was made, but people stopped grumbling and complaining because they finally had an opportunity to be heard and to be respected and to know that we cared about what they thought.
他们最终拜访以后呢，并没有做一些事情来纠正啊什么，或者做一些别的事情，但是呢，教会里面的这种抱怨就少了，因为大家觉得他们该说的已经说了，已经有人听到了。
Whether it's in a church or a marriage or a friendship, I don't think people always need to be right. They just need to feel like they're being listened to and being understood. They may not always get their way, but at least if they feel like you care and you respect them and understand them and listen to them, that goes a long way to helping resolve conflict.
所以在人与人的交往当中，在教会也好，婚姻家庭中也好，最重要的是大家都希望自己的意见受到重视，并不一定要按照他们的意见行事，但是你要去听。
We've seen some of what God's word tells us about how to work through disagreements. He has told us not to complain or to argue in church and to try to pursue unity.
神曾经告诉我们，在面对这些纷争的时候，不要去辩解，不要去争论，而是要去努力达到和谐。
The reality is, though, we'll still disagree about things. We'll disagree about some beliefs. We'll disagree about how things should be run in the church, how the money should be spent, who should do this, all sorts of things like that.
事实上，在每件事情上，大家都有不同意的这些地方，怎么样花钱，怎么样办一些事情，不是每个人都同意的。
So how can we handle those disagreements then in a way that is beneficial to all and that glorifies God?
所以我们就怎么样才能够处理好这样的情形呢？
Let me share with you five things I've learned in some practical ways to work out some of these disagreements.
牧师愿意跟大家分享他在人生经历中学到的五个功课。
One is to do it face to face and in private.
第一就是要在私下面谈。
This means not using emails or notes or Facebook or Twitter or texts or faxes to complain about things to somebody else.
这个很重要，就是说你不要用 email， 不要用这个传真啊，这种电话呀，还有这些现代的这些社交网站这种手段。
Over the years, when we've gotten a complaint scribbled on a note and thrown in the offering basket with no name on it, or I've gotten kind of a nasty email from someone, I have learned either not to answer the anonymous ones at all, because you don't know how to answer it, or to answer the person who used an electronic means to communicate by calling them up or meeting together in person.
他在公务室的当中，有的时候会在奉献箱里面收到一个条子，上写了一些比较刻毒的话，或者收到一个莫名的没有署名的一些信啊什么的。但是呢，他想处理这些也没法处理，因为这些人没有留下名字。但是，一旦他知道是谁有这些个抱怨的时候，他就会想方设法，即使那人是发了一个 email， 他也会打电话过去说我们要见面谈一谈。
Maybe you've had the experience that I have, but sometimes we say things on email or in a text that we don't really take time to think about. We wouldn't say that in that tone or in that way face to face with someone.
我不知道你们有没有同感，因为很多时候在 email 信件上面写出来东西并不是人真实的想法，大家面对面谈一谈会更好。
We can't see the demeanor of a person. How do they feel? What kind of, emotion is behind this comment when it's just a little thing written on a computer?
当你在一个电脑屏幕上看到一些话的时候，其实你并不知道写这个话的人他是怎么样的一个情形。
God said when you have a difference with someone, you're to go to that person, and that's His way of solving conflicts, to come together face to face.
神曾经告诉我们，当你与人有分歧的时候，一定要亲自过去沟通交流。
I've also seen over the years that it's not constructive to bring up these differences in a congregational meeting or in a small group Bible study or in front of your children, because many innocent people who don't necessarily have a problem or a difference or part of a disagreement get injured within that kind of context. They don't need to hear all of those things.
你们不要注意，不要把这些个分歧争论带到小组，带到查经班， 带到这个教会的一些会议上，也不要当着孩子的面讨论，因为有很多无辜的人，他们听到这种争论对他们没有好处，他们也不愿意听。
So face to face in private is number one. Number two, go ahead.
Yeah, 所以第一就是要面对面的交谈。
Number two is talk to the right people about your concerns.
第二就是你要找人谈，但是要找对人。
These are not your friends in the church.
你不要去跟你的朋友去谈。
But the person you actually have the conflict or problem with.
你要谈跟就是跟谁谈呢？跟就是跟你有矛盾、有分歧的这些人去谈。
Or a leader in the church who can do something about it.
或者去跟教会的领袖去谈，因为他们有权利去做一些事情。
Or to God Himself.
或者就是去直接跟神谈。
Many times when we take our concerns to God, no matter who it's about, sometimes He just works those out between He and I.In our own relationship, and all of a sudden I begin to see it's not nearly as important or significant as I thought it was.
很多时候，当牧师他和谁谁谁有了芥蒂的时候，他会直接向神去讲，然后神就会很奇妙的去把事情解决，让他们俩双方面都会有很好的和解。
The third way to handle conflicts in a constructive way for God is to base it on the Bible.
第三个重要的就是大家一定要就是好好看圣经，一切都看按照圣经行事。
Ask yourself, is this something that God says something about in His Word, or is this just something that I have my opinion about and you have your opinion about?
你们经常要自己问自己，说我这么想是圣经教导我的呢，还是我自己就这么想？
God addresses many issues of how to act in a church, how to act in a marriage, how to be in a relationship with someone within the Bible.
在这个圣经里面，神给了我们很多教导，告诉我们怎么样在教会里面行事，怎么样在婚姻家庭中做人。
But there are also many things that aren't covered in the Bible. Things that are just our opinion and a certain method that we like, or our style, something a personal preference or a taste.
很多东西圣经里面并没有讲，是我们个人的一些喜好好恶决定的。
We might prefer something, we have no right to promote it as this is the only way we should do it in this situation.
如果我们自己对某个方式情有独钟的话，要记住没有权利说把这个方式去借着神的名义去让大家说这是最好的方式。
In some of these situations, we need to look at the fourth way to handle these conflicts, and that's to agree to disagree.
另外，第四点就是要学会求同存异。
My wife Jennifer and I have been married for 25 years.
牧师和他太太已经结婚25年了。
She's the love of my life, my soulmate, my best friend.
他太太是他的最爱，是他的属灵的伴侣。
We have a great marriage.
他们的婚姻很幸福。
But there are many things we disagree about.
但是同时，他们也有很多很多的事情，两个人并不完全同意。
Over the years, we've disagreed about how to spend money together.
多年来，他们对怎么样花钱就是有不同的看法。
We've disagreed about some of the things that the Bible teaches.
他们甚至对圣经里面一些教导也有不同的意见。
We've disagreed about how we should be parenting our children.
他们在养育子女的做法上也有不同的地方。
When our kids would get in trouble, I would think we should punish them for 6 months, and she usually thought maybe 2 days was a little better.
当他们小孩子犯了错误以后，牧师认为应该一直去教训他们6个月，但是他太太觉得2天就够了。
My kids were very thankful that their mother was still around in the picture.
他的孩子都很喜欢妈妈。
And so we would oftentimes approach these issues and still do by saying, I may not agree with you, but let's agree to disagree. I still respect you, and you can have your opinion, and I'll have my opinion. Or maybe we'll meet somewhere in the middle on things like child discipline.
所以他们通常就是经过交流以后，他们就是决定彼此都同意对方有不同的看法，尊重对方的看法， 两个人争取能够达到一个中间的共识。
The whole concept of church, and I would suggest to you family as well, works best when you see the idea of unity within diversity.
在教会也好，在家庭也好，大家一定要做到求同存异。
God never calls everyone in a church or everyone in a family to be exactly the same, to approach life exactly the same, to agree on everything together.
神造的每个人并不是从一个模子里面刻出来的，每个人都有不同的行事为人的方法。
But he does call us to be one, to allow our differences to remain, but to still work together as one unified whole, as we serve one Lord, one body, and one church.
但是因为我们侍奉的是同一个神，同一个教会，所以神也给了我们这个能力，是能够彼此互相搭配，同心合一的做工。
The fifth way that God calls us to disagree with one another is one simple word.
第五个要点就是一个字。
It's the word forgive.
宽恕。
Jesus said, "Forgive as God forgives you. If you don't forgive others, God will not forgive you."
耶稣曾说，你们宽恕彼此，因为神已经宽恕了你们。
His followers said, Lord, how many times should we forgive someone when they sin against us?
他的门徒说，主啊，如果有人对我们不好，我们要宽恕他多少次呢？
I'm sure they're thinking in their mind, you want us to forgive them up to 2 times, 3 times, maybe even 4?
问的人可能想，要宽恕他们2次、3次、4次。
I'll be real generous, I'll forgive them 7 times, they even thought.
他们也许想，我是很大度的人，我宽恕他们7次好。
And Jesus blew away their reasoning and said, you need to forgive up to 70 times 7.
但是耶稣告诉他们说，你们要宽恕别人要70个7次。
That's not meant to be an exact number, that once they reach 490, you never have to forgive them again.
耶稣说这话的时候，并不是告诉大家一个精确的数字，说你达到了70个7次以后就可以开始不宽恕。
He's simply showing that forgiveness has no limit to it. If you're to live in a relationship where you will disagree and hurt one another, whether it be a family, whether it be a church, whatever it is, we will have to learn to forgive and to keep forgiving.
耶稣就是要告诉我们，我们一定要一次一次的宽恕别人，不论是在什么样的情形。
At Hope Church, we call the people of our congregation to make a commitment together that we would try to do church God's way, that we would try to be the kind of church that God called us to be, and that we wouldn't operate in a way that the world would operate or that we would in our own flesh seek to operate, but we would try to do it in a way that glorifies God.
在牧师的教会，他号召会众去下决心坚持做一件事情，就是要按照主耶稣基督神的教导来在教会中侍奉，而不是靠着世上的方式，不是靠着人的方式，不是靠着肉体的方式。
I firmly believe that that is God's desire for you here at FCCC as well.
牧师认为这也是神对我们南康州华人教会的一个要求。
I want to call you this afternoon as I close in prayer.Would you lift up this issue of your life and your commitment to this church, to God, as we pray together?
所以今天下午我也请大家和我一起祷告，在这件事情上面立定决心。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the church.
主啊，感谢你给了我们教会。
There are many things great about the church. There are many problems with your church.
我们教会有很多很好的地方，也有很多问题。
But Lord, we realize the church is not an institution or a building. It's us. It's the people, your people.
我们知道我们的教会并不是一栋房子，不是一个会所，而是你的会众。
God, help us to look across the aisle and to look at one another and to see you.There and to treat each other as though we were treating Jesus in that same way.
主啊，求你帮助我们在彼此相看的时候认识到是你在我们当中，我们是尊重你。
Help us to put aside our own selfish motives and desires and seek the good of others around us and to seek mostly your good.
主啊，请你帮助我们，啊，克服我们自私自利的心理，而是去努力去造就他人，造就彼此。
And Lord, help us to take the truth we learned from your word and apply it in how we might handle our disagreements with each other.
主啊，请你帮助我们读你的话语，学习你的话语，让我们知道怎么样利用你的话语。
Lord, we pray that you would make this church, FCCC, a church that glorifies you in how church is done and in how people behave with one another.
主啊，请你帮助我们南康州华人教会，让我们为你做盐做光。
I pray that as people would come into this fellowship, Lord, that they would see a loving family and your body here at work on earth, and they would come to see you in the midst of that.
主啊，请你让每一个来到这个教会的陌生人都能够从教会的人身上看到你的爱，能够让他们能够来到你的面前被这个爱所吸引。
We need your help so much to do this, God, because we know our natural inclination is to fall back and to treat people the way we're always used to treating them and to acting the way we always are used to acting.
主啊，如果做到这些，我们确实是需要你的很多帮助，因为一不小心，我们就会回到以前的光景，按照老的办法去对待别人。
Help us to grow in this. Help us to grow into maturity, to leave the worldly ways behind.And to allow you to truly make a difference here in this church.
帮助每个人都能够成熟起来，都能够按照你的话语行事，能够让教会变得更好。
And to truly make a difference in the way we treat each other, even when we leave this church, in our families, in our workplace, wherever we go, we represent you, Jesus.
帮助我们在教会里面彼此真诚相待，回去到家里面也是做同样。
We pray in your name, Amen.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.